But man, man, that gets me every time. I've been searching and searching and searching for the proper intro music for this show. And guys, we finally got it. Episode 291 of the J.E. Stevens podcast is here. And I'm so glad to be back with you in a very special way. And this episode is dedicated to a young lady who on this date, January 30th in 1994, won the Women's Australian Open. Miss Steffi Graf, and I'd like to thank you for listening and downloading this very special episode of the J.E. Stevens podcast. There are people out there that when they hear the Kansas City Chiefs, they think, oh, they are going to win automatically because Patrick Mahomes is a cheat code. There are people out there also that are San Francisco 49ers fans that are saying, hey, we got Brock Purdy, we got CMC, we got Bosa, we got Chase Young, we are going to win. And no matter what side you're on, it's going to be very hard for someone to persuade you to the opposite side. Fandom runs deep, fandom is strong, and it's very hard to change fans' minds. But one thing I've heard recently by people that may not be fans of the Chiefs or the 49ers, just maybe football fans, people are out here saying Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback they have ever seen, which ultimately means he's the GOAT. Because you can only talk about things you have seen in statements like this. Oh, Brady this and Montana that. Okay, cool. You've seen those guys play football. You know what kind of quarterbacks they are. Patrick Mahomes, do I think he is, like Colin Cowherd says, the best quarterback that he has ever seen or the best quarterback I have ever seen? No. And one thing Colin Cowherd said in his statement was that Tom Brady was more productive. So how in the world are you going to say a guy is better than somebody who was more productive than them? Does that even make any sense? Now, I don't listen to Cowherd's show that much anymore. Used to do it a lot when he was on the ESPN radio and had Sirius XM. And locally, they didn't really play him on the local station. They had local shows that covered up and touched up the time period that he was on the radio there at the ESPN. And so I didn't really do that with the local radio stuff, but I did catch a show on Sirius XM, and it was really good. Trust me, I enjoyed that version of Cowherd than what we get right now with this current version of the Herd with Colin Cowherd. He's a millionaire. He has his own podcast network. He has his own show. He runs everything there. Like, he is a wealthy man that has done a lot to get to where he is right now in this business. But absolutely not. I'm not going to get up here and say, oh, prisoner of the moment. He's in another Super Bowl. I ain't about to be that guy that says, oh, because of where we are right now, he's better than Brady or Manning or Breeze or Rivers or Roethlisberger. I'm just saying the guys that have been great over the past 20 years. I mean, great. One thing that you need with a guy that is going to be in this conversation to say that he is the best I have ever seen, longevity. Now, I don't think Roethlisberger or Rivers or Breeze are better than Mahomes. They might be better passers, maybe, but overall better football players, better quarterbacks, I wouldn't go that far. But one thing they do have, Breeze had longevity. Roethlisberger, longevity. Phillip Rivers, longevity. Peyton Manning, same thing. Tom Brady, same thing. These are all guys that I have seen in my lifetime being a sports fan where I can remember plays, remember throws, remember things they did on the field that made me say for the longest time, so-and-so's the best, or that player's the best, or this guy's going to win this game because he plays this way. I'm not sitting here about to be in this camp that says Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I have ever seen, or he is the GOAT. Absolutely not. Because you got to have a longevity factor to be in there. To me, this is my opinion, nobody else's. I disagree with Cowherd a lot more than I used to. I disagree with a lot of people more than I think I was going to. That's okay. That's my opinion. It's not hurting anybody to have a different opinion than Colin Cowherd or a different opinion than fill in the blank host that's on a daily sports talk show, maybe radio or TV. One thing I enjoy about sports, being able to formulate my own opinion, being able to back up my own opinion, and be using different data points down the road to still back up that same opinion, and those might not be data points that I use originally to back up my opinion. I enjoy that. It forces my brain to work in a maybe mysterious way. It forces me to think outside the box. Hosting the daily podcast, Locked On Buckeyes, every Monday through Friday on the YouTube and wherever you get your audio podcast as well. You can get it ad-free on Amazon Music. That's one thing that I have learned doing that daily show is, hey, you got to really figure out what's your opinion and how are you going to back it up consistently. Now, I will say this about Cowherd. I did not listen to the entire show. Listen to the clip where he was talking about Patrick Mahomes, and he was not shying away from specifically and clearly making his statement known about Patrick Mahomes. I don't think I got to listen to the whole show for me to truly understand when you say he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. I don't think that I really got to come out there and say that, because I don't think in that moment that would be sarcasm coming out of his mouth. No. What does Cowherd do a lot of the time? Rides with the big guy. Goes with the big guy. That's what he talks about. Heard him talk a lot about Michigan, not just this year, but previously. He'll talk about Ohio State, but sometimes it's twisted in maybe a negative way. I've heard him talk about different Alabama and Oklahoma and USC and Miami. I mean, he talks about college teams, NFL, NBA, LeBron, Steph Curry, James Harden. He talks about the big names and then uses different data points to back it up. He does it over and over and over, and he's done a lot, done very well for himself by doing that. But, buddy, I ain't got to listen to the whole thing. If you think Mahomes is better than Brady, but you're still saying Brady was more productive, you might need to change the way you analyze things, because that don't make no sense to me. And I don't think it makes sense to you either. If I say somebody is more productive, you got player A, player B. If I'm sitting here saying player A is more productive than player B, but player B is better than player A, what does player B possess that makes him better than player A when player A is more productive than player B? Make it make sense. Now, I do understand. I'm not trying to dog Patrick Mahomes. I'm not trying to make him be some bad guy or some scrub, because he's clearly not that. Trust me, I could go look at his accolades quickly and look at his passing yards. He has thrown the least amount of passing yards he's had in his career in a single season outside of his rookie year. 4,031, that was in 2019. He's thrown for over 5,000 passing yards twice, over 4,700 passing yards five times. So I'm not sitting here saying like this guy in today's NFL is just doing things that were whatever. Not saying that at all. I also know he's won so far two Super Bowls. He's a two-time All-Pro, six-time Pro Bowler. I mean, he's done some amazing things. Those are just a few of the accolades right now so far in his career, which I believe he's, what, 7-8 years in? Not that long. He hasn't had that long of a career. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hey, I was right. I was exactly right. Went before the show to make sure I had the right number of years he's been in the National Football League. And I didn't write it down. Silly me for not writing things down before hopping behind the mic. But no, I don't think Mahomes is the best quarterback that I have ever seen. Is he talented? Yes. Does he do things that are really good? Yes. And then some of you might be marveling at the play that and the decision-making that Patrick Mahomes had at the end of the game to throw that ball to seal the game to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Got to slow that thing down, because that name could become a tongue twister. Get a little tongue tied. I saw that. I also saw Dan Orlovsky on the ESPN, maybe it was Get Up, properly depict and describe the way that Brock Purdy at the end of the game escaped a potential sack to run, secure the ball, and get a first down with his legs. Brock Purdy has surprised a lot of people. Patrick Mahomes has surprised a lot of people as well. Mahomes is great. Brock Purdy has a chance of winning a Super Bowl. I will give you my Super Bowl pick on next week's show, not this week's show. No, you know we got to build up to that thing that'll come at you next week. But no, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I have ever seen or the best quarterback of all time. For the longest time, I was sitting here saying, no, Peyton Manning over Tom Brady. Peyton Manning over Tom Brady. And I still have a part of me that still says Peyton Manning is he's automatically great. But are you sure that you don't want to have Peyton on your side and you want to have somebody else? Just saying. Not the best, not the most athletic guy. Not even the best thrower. But he did some amazing things when he was running that offense for the Indianapolis Colts and also for the Denver Broncos. Can't forget. Cannot forget. Denver Broncos got there to the Super Bowl. 1-1 in Denver. 1-1 in Indy. I believe he's been to 4 Super Bowls in his career. An amazing quarterback. Fun to watch. And Patrick Mahomes is as well. But I do not think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I have ever seen in my life. Let's make a trip to Ann Arbor, Michigan, hopping on a plane to go to Los Angeles, California, because Jim Harbaugh has decided now is his time to leave Michigan to become the head coach of the LA Chargers. Man, I told y'all, man, this music is going to give a different vibe for the show, and I really am glad that I was able to come across this music, spice things up for your day and your sports talk for your Tuesday, Wednesday, or whenever you're catching this here podcast. Jim Harbaugh's running for the NCAA. Now, granted, he definitely wants to go back to the NFL, and he wants to chase the Lombardi Trophy and get one of those, and I don't blame him for that at all. Super Bowl, winning that is way bigger than winning a college football national championship. Trust me, it's one of the weird things, man. I'm a big college football guy. Winning a Lombardi Trophy is different. Holding that bad boy up, it just hits different. So I completely understand why Harbaugh would want to go to the NFL, back to where he once was, lost in the Super Bowl to his brother in a game that I even think the 49ers would have won if the lights did not go out in the stadium in the middle of the game, which halted play for quite a long time. But Harbaugh going to the NFL now is almost his way to try to dodge punishment from the NCAA, which I do think he's running from the NCAA, and I do think that when the punishment comes down, it's going to hit the Michigan Wolverines football program and maybe hurt Sherrone Moore in his recruiting efforts over the next, whatever, foreseeable months, however long that suspension is going to be. But also, it could hurt Harbaugh if he wants to go back to the NFL, back to college football. He's won his national championship at his alma mater. I don't think he wants to go back to college football at all. Trust me, if you can get away from the recruiting and the boosters and the NIL and the recruiting and the boosters and the NIL, if you can get away from all that stuff just in general, hey, you're doing something good. If you can leave that and still make millions and millions of millions of dollars. So Harbaugh's being investigated for stealing signs. One. But also breaking rules during the COVID dead period, which I do believe started in March of 2020 and lasted through middle of the summer in 2021. I want to say it ended at the end of June. You couldn't go see recruits. You couldn't have recruits on campus. It limited one-on-one interaction or interaction in a group with a recruit during that period of time. Now, there was a story that came out that Harbaugh or a coach, not sure if it was Harbaugh or not, bought a recruit a hamburger. Homie was hungry. Somebody even told me that, hey, he showed up on his own. But if you're going to show up on your own and you ain't got money, how you getting home, bro? I know you can find ways home. But still, like, there's so many angles to the story that I'm hearing that I'm like, well, does that really make sense? Does this really make sense? Because a lot of it does not. The one thing with the recruiting infractions that the NCAA already potentially punished Harbaugh for earlier this year. Actually, Michigan tried to petition a 4-game suspension for Harbaugh for the recruiting infractions. The NCAA said no. Harbaugh served a self-imposed, school-imposed 3-game suspension at the beginning of the season. I still think the NCAA is going to bring down the hammer on Michigan for Harbaugh lying during an investigation. You can't lie to your boss, man. You can't lie to somebody that's investigating something you did wrong. Like, you just can't do that. Harbaugh did, won a national championship, and later on in the process of him lying, great, cool, like, I don't support it, it happened. But also Harbaugh, and maybe a bigger thing here, is Jim Harbaugh being under investigation for stealing signs. You break rules, recruiting infractions during the COVID dead period. You steal signs illegally. You fire Connor Stallions, the guy that was the mastermind behind this elaborate and well-thought-out scheme and plan to steal signs of numerous future Big Ten opponents and national opponents that Michigan was going to play. Harbaugh knew in the upcoming season, if he was going to be a coach, hey, the recruiting infractions, it could be a 6-game suspension. Hey, you stealing signs? That could be a year-long suspension. And then what do we have? You got Jim Harbaugh making millions but can't do something that he loves. And if he is able to dodge all of that, go to the National Football League, make his millions, win a Super Bowl, lift that Lombardi, which is what he wants to do. Honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of Harbaugh, and I'm a Colts fan. He's a former Colts quarterback. Not really, still doesn't sway my opinion about him. Not the biggest fan of him at all. But one thing this does do is this. Hey, that's a good move, bro. Okay, I cannot believe I'm saying a good thing and a positive thing about Harbaugh. One thing I will say, though, is this. Even though I make that statement out loud, and that's something I have in my head, I do make positive comments about Harbaugh and the coach that he is and what he's done in Michigan. Even though they cheated, I do those things. I absolutely do. But you can't do this, man. Like, this is a bad, bad, bad example. Think about you being a kid. And I'm about to have a kid soon. My wife is pregnant with our first child. Baby is due July the 20th. Going to have my name, Julius Jerome Stevens the 3rd. We're going to call that young man Trey. Haven't formally announced that yet, but if you're catching this on the show, I haven't put on the social, but we're family. You can know it. I don't care. We're cool. But Harbaugh running for the NCAA, man, this is weird, man. Imagine a kid breaking rules. This is where I was going. And you're trying to parent him, trying to train him up and trying to teach him some things, right and wrong, how to treat people, how to talk to people, when to do certain things, when not, like, hey, there are things I could do around my friends that are not acceptable around other people. That's not saying I'm doing something bad, but just knowing, hey, this scenario, this area, this is okay around this group of people. This scenario B, you cannot do the same things, maybe not all of the same things that you did in the first scenario. That's just life. That's just how we move about our day and get things done. But Harbaugh got things done, cheated his way to a national championship. The NCAA president ended up saying they won the national championship fair and square. I don't know how you say that when they literally got caught for cheating during this season. Are they not cheating anymore? I don't know. I have no idea. I watched that Rose Bowl. I saw that final play, and it really looked like, for some odd reason, hey, how are their guys in the right position automatically from jump? How do they know this? Is it film study? Is it them still cheating? What is the formula? I don't know what the formula is, but I do know this. I do know Harbaugh is gone. It impacts the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry in a big way because I do not believe that Harbaugh and Ryan Day liked each other at all. I don't believe that. I don't believe that they were the best of friends or even the friendliest of enemies. Like, I don't think they were two guys that liked each other. I do think it was great for the rivalry. Trust me, this rivalry desperately needed two coaches that don't like each other, maybe despise each other. Like, hey, I just don't want to be in your presence. I don't want to be around you. What I want to do with the team that I'm coaching when we play in the same game, play against each other, destroy you, demolish you, beat you 100-0. Now, remember the comment? People were saying Ryan Day said we're going to hang 100 on them. It never happened. Ryan Day and Ohio State's done a lot of talking lately. What have they done? Not a lot of good things. But ultimately, Harbaugh, maybe he did a good thing by going to the NFL. Because if not, he would have to sit down and endure a long, lengthy suspension. It hasn't been handed down yet, but I do think it's coming. There it is again. I told you it's not going away. One thing that didn't go away in Indianapolis is Dan Dockich. I'm not a Dan Dockich hater. I actually enjoy Dan Dockich on the radio. Don't agree with everything that he said. But this actually allows me to do something and to introduce a new portion of the show. There's definitely going to be an Indianapolis flavor, Indiana flavor to the podcast. I have been trying to find a way to talk about the Colts and talk about the Pacers and talk about local sports on a podcast without starting a new one. Just do it here. So local sports talk radio in Indianapolis is one that has been a big part of my life for a long period of time. And I mentioned Dan Dockers being back on the radio is important because I do believe it was either 12 or 14 years. He was on the biggest sports talk radio show in the city in Indianapolis and was winning and was being named one of the best midday, mid-market shows every single year. And I do say this, this is based off the Bear Sports Media poll and ranking that they put out. I think it comes out either at the end of the year or the beginning of a new year. Forget exactly when it comes out. Could be middle of the year. I actually forget when it comes out. But I do know Bear Sports Media list who the best sports talk radio show is, and of national, and of local, and of big market, and of mid-market. And Dan Dockage has done that, been on that list for a long, long time. Now, Dan Dockage had a non-compete. He was a part of the lineup at 107.5 The Fan. I don't know if his contract didn't get renewed or he was fired. There was mixed thoughts and mixed reports about that. But Dan Dockage used to be on ESPN calling the college basketball, used to be a college basketball assistant coach, long time under Bob Knight, short time being a head coach, on the radio for a long time. He hosts a show daily from 9 to 11 on the YouTube. It's a part of the Outkick Network, and he's been still doing that show. But I do think him being back on the radio is good for the city of Indianapolis. Over the past couple years, 3 years, forget exactly how long it's been, there's only been one sports talk radio station in Indianapolis that plays local shows, local hosts. And I say that plays because there was 1430, actually the new station that Dan Dockage is on. It's a CBS affiliate, and they used to only play CBS hosts. They had Kent Sterling, and they had local flavor there, but ultimately the radio station decided to go a different route. Kent Sterling was no longer there. Scott Agnes, who covers the Indiana Pacers, was a producer of that show, and that went away. There was another one, a Fox Sports Radio affiliate in Indianapolis, and that the owner of that company decided to go away from local sports talk radio completely, and it revamped all the shows, the channel station. It was turned into music, and I'm like, hey man, Indianapolis has a lot going on with sports, and they need more than one sports talk radio show channel. I like 107.5 The Fan from the morning with Andy Sweeney and Kevin Bowen to the middle of the day with Jake Query and company to the end of the day, afternoon drive with JMV. They do a phenomenal job. Really good group of guys. But more is better. More is definitely better. And so I'm glad Dan Dockage is back on the radio. I have been hoping at some point in time somebody would realize more sports talk in Indianapolis is better than less. So why not have a CBS Sports Radio affiliate? Somebody figure out a way to get a Fox Sports Radio affiliate back in Indianapolis. Your boy can get a job on local sports talk radio in Indianapolis, and we can just call it a day. Now, I would love to be on the radio in Indianapolis at some point in time, or just host my own daily sports talk radio show. But in the meantime, Dockage is filling a void. He's back at the same time slot he was at from at 107.5 The Fan. So the people that used to enjoy his show or maybe endure the show previously, they still know where to find him time of day. Now, maybe different because he's on an AM station that has an HD2 feed on the FM, but they brand themselves as an AM radio station, which is fine. Don't matter if you AM or FM or not. Don't matter. If you out there behind the mic talking about the sports you love and people are listening, it don't matter if you in a radio station at your home, in the airport, in a hotel, or on the beach in the Bahamas. It don't matter. You can get the job done by getting behind the mic. Trust me. But one thing I do like about Dan Dockage, man, doesn't hold back. He don't care who you are. He's unapologetically him. Sometimes your boy has to slow down to get some words out, and that was one of those points in my life. He's good, man. He's a good basketball mind. He does a phenomenal job with his show. I don't agree with everything he says, but I don't agree with every host that I listen to. It's not a bad thing. It's just reality. Reality is also this. I hope this is a start of more sports talk radio in Indianapolis. was listening to the show earlier today here on a Monday, being recorded this recording this podcast on late on Monday evening. I got to catch a part of his show. That same station is going to have a show at from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I hope at some point they get a morning drive, they get an afternoon drive, they get somebody, let's just say it's 7 to 10, and then from 10 to 12, then from 12 to 3 is Dockage, then from 3 to 6 is somebody else, 6 to 9 is somebody else, and fill that bad boy up with local sports talk radio, filter in Butler basketball radio broadcast in there as well. You could get some other high school coverage there as well. You could find so many ways to spice up and add to the sports talk radio scene on the radio in Indianapolis, Indiana. You got the Indianapolis 500, got the Brickyard 400, not the same name, but they still have that race in August now, not July. You have the Pacers, the Colts, the Indianapolis Indians. They're getting a pro volleyball team in Indianapolis. You have pro soccer for men and women. You've got a plethora of high school sports coverage all throughout the week. You got IU, you got Purdue, you got Notre Dame, you got Indiana State, you got Evansville, you got University of Indianapolis. There's no reason there should only be one sports talk radio station inside the capital city in Indiana. I'm glad to have Dockers back on the show. Harbaugh, run to the NFL, bruh. Run. Get away from here. We don't want you in college anymore anyway, you cheater. Then also, Patrick Mahomes is not, to me, the best quarterback I have ever seen in my life. Fun show getting back. Absolutely fun show. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sure you enjoyed that music earlier in the interlude portion as well. Got some more fun music coming your way at the end of the show. But before we get there, you can follow me on X at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevenspod@gmail.com. We are out of here. Episode 291 of the J. Stevens Podcast is complete. We'll see you next time.